Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
What is up, headbangers and ghouls? This is Greg
and Dave
from the podcast Monsters and the Mosh Pit. We are here with a little podcast inception to tell you a little bit about our podcast, which is a bi-monthly podcast where we talk about all things horror and metal, where I consider myself a novice expert, and Dave is quite the noob.
Yeah, we talk about everything horror and metal and everything in between and whatever else we can think of at the moment in the entertainment industry. And come with us as I experience horror and metal music and movies for the first time and give you my honest feedback, and we can go through and learn together.
Yeah, like I said, if you're not afraid of a couple guys having fun with some tangents that go way off topic with a lot of weird quotes, the movies that have no bearing on what we're talking about.
And a lot of shit talking back and forth.
Yeah, then you'll enjoy this. The podcast is called Monsters and the Mosh Pit. Horror and metal is life, and that's what we talk about. So we'll see you there. Thanks for listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. This is an Evil Never Dies Podcast bonus episode.
What's up, evil ones? Thanks for listening to this midweek bonus episode. Tonight we're going to get a little Slaytanic. Going to talk about Slayer's album, Hell Awaits, which is probably in my top five Slayer albums. So, let's get into it. Hell Awaits is Slayer's second studio album. Recorded September through October 1984 at the El Dorado Recording Studios in Los Angeles, California. Genre is thrash metal. Length is 37 minutes 11 seconds. Label is Metal Blade Records. And it was released in March of 1985. All right, let's go into the personnel. The band members: Tom Araya, bass and vocals; Kerry King, guitars; Jeff Hanneman, guitars; and Dave Lombardo on drums. It was produced by Slayer and Brian Slagle, engineered by Ron Flair. And he had never worked with a metal band before. And I guess when he came into the studio, he said they looked and sounded angry. Of course, it's fucking Slayer. Mastered by Bernie Grundman. Album art by Albert Quaylar. And let's go over the track list. Side 1, Track 1, Hell Awaits. Track 2, Kill Again. 3, At Dawn They Sleep. Side 2, Track 4, Praise of Death. 5, Necrophiliac. 6, Crypts of Eternity. 7, Hardening of the Arteries. And then I guess they reissued this in 1990, and they put 2 additional tracks on there, Haunting the Chapel and Captor of Sin, off the EP Haunting the Chapel. And this album, it never made it to the charts, but this album, it really was different from their first album, Show No Mercy. It really defined their distinctive sound that they have and had, I should say, until they disbanded. It according to Brian Slagle, they sold over 1 million copies worldwide. And the Legends of Rock Guitar book called the album A Psychotic Exploration into the Depths of Satanism and Physical Torture. And I guess I believe that would be a compliment. To promote the album, they went out on tour supporting Venom along with Exodus, who they became really good friends with and toured quite often. I would have liked to have been on that tour bus. That would have been fucking cool. Well, the first time I heard this album, I wasn't really a fan of their first album and the EP, really, at first, until I actually listened to a lot after this album. But the first time I heard it, I was at a keg party. I think I was like 17 or 18 in 1985, so a friend had been out to Los Angeles and actually picked this album up out there and brought it back, and I think this was like the first time he had actually listened to it. It was at this keg party, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit, man? This is crazy. And I knew right then I had to buy it. And I probably went to 3 record stores. I couldn't find it on vinyl, I remember. So I ended up having to buy it on cassette tape. But later on, bought it on vinyl. But yeah, listening to that first minute or so of the title track had me hooked. For sure. I remember people even bitching to turn it off at the party. People didn't like it. They were like, fuck you, we're listening to it. So, I give it 4 devil horns for sure. And I talked to Carl earlier, and that's what he gave it too. He gave it 4 also. So, that's about all I got for Slayer Hell Awaits. If you've never heard it, I suggest listening to it. It's a real good album. Definitely sounds better than their first one. It was produced really well, I believe. So, give her a listen. And that's going to be it for tonight's midweek episode. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening, and stay evil, everybody. We'll be right back.
nights, my body stopped right. In my mind, the horror lives, the deep death deep inside. Relentless loss of a rotting flesh, the dark to whom she lies. Heathen horror, Satan trap, happy that soul demise. The new town of freedom light, the soul cannot be free. Not given the chance to rot in hell.
My little world.